Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're hot.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson, and it is time for the Fantasy Football Focus. And as we usually do on Tuesdays, we'll take a look at some pickups for this week. This is week 14. Six teams off in week 14.
That's so late in the year.
It's ridiculously late in the year. Some teams even, or some leagues, even started their playoffs this week.
Oh, I know. Right, right, right.
Imagine having a playoff game and, oh, I don't have Jonathan Taylor.
I don't have six. Yeah, I mean, right. And we were just talking about the league running
together. I don't
have
Justin Fields. Wait.
I have four starters coming up that are off this week. I mean, one of them's a kicker and easily replaceable. But, man, I mean, you really – I didn't plan ahead. I mean, I'll be honest.
Trying to get as many wins as you can, it's like tough to look into week 14. What am I going to have in week 14?
I'll be honest. I mean, I knew that bye weeks went to week 14, but I thought there was only two teams this late. So I'm shocked there's six.
It's six. It's Atlanta, Chicago, Green Bay, Indianapolis, New Orleans, and Washington. Now,
they're not powerhouses.
They're not powerhouses.
But it adds up, man.
But there are players in each one of those teams that you start every week.
Without question.
Like you're starting Cordarrelle Patterson.
Oh, yeah.
You're starting Justin Fields.
Oh, yeah.
You're starting.
And in a league like ours, I mean, there's not a lot on the waiver wire. I'll just pick somebody up, you know, or. This is the kind of week, and my team's a perfect example. I'm probably going to have to cut somebody I really want to hold on to just to get a starter that is breathing, you know?
Upright.
Yeah.
So it's ugly. Looking at streaming defenses this week.
Okay.
That's the other part of that equation is you won't want to stream your defense against some of those teams that are off.
Indy, maybe, or things like that. And none of those defenses are tremendous. You
know, right.
None of them are every week starters.
So the Thursday night game this week is the Raiders at the Rams. We know that's
might be Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield on 3 days, 2 days.
Raiders is their guess.
2 days.
2 days. I mean, he's got picked up now. Yeah.
And they're talking about starting him.
they didn't rule it out is what they said.
I mean, he's probably on a plane to Los Angeles right now.
Probably.
And would then, I mean, you want to talk about cramming.
Where's the game at?
In Los Angeles.
Okay. Yeah. This. The Raiders D is horrific, but they're a must start.
Yeah, they're streaming. Yeah, you can stream that.
Crosby going to have four sacks?
It's a bad. I mean, you would think about streaming them, period, against the Rams, regardless of who the quarterback would be.
Right, right. I mean, I may play Houston's defense against the Rams right now. I mean, they don't have anybody.
The big game, 1 o'clock, Jets at Bills. You're starting the Bills defense.
Yeah.
Can you stream the Jets defense this week?
Probably be low in the top 12.
Probably not. Yeah.
Right, right, right.
And they've been a good defense, but not against Buffalo, in Buffalo, after you beat them earlier in the year.
I mean, you only have 26 choices this week. I don't know if the Jets would be in the top 12.
Yeah. The Browns are at the Bengals.
Yes, on Bengals.
Yeah.
Can't
play the Browns defense
can't play
this week.
The Browns defense.
And they're coming off of like a 30-point game last week against Houston.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Houston is at Dallas.
Oy, oy, oy.
Dallas might be a $5,000 defense this week on DFS.
Yeah, they're going to set records. I mean, how many sacks is Parsons going to have? I mean, holy cow.
That's going to be ugly.
Wow, you think you were happy about having Dallas's defense last week.
Yeah, no kidding.
They may have more points this week.
The Vikings are at the Lions. Can you stream either one of those?
No.
I don't think you can.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, the Lions D's better, but that's a formidable challenge, and the Lions offense is no fun.
Yeah, not at home.
Yeah.
The Eagles are at the Giants. Obviously, you're playing the Eagles defense.
Not the Giants.
Not the Giants defense. Can't stream it.
Yeah. But a lot of these are ones you aren't getting cut anyway.
Right.
You know, like these are the no-brainer starts most weeks.
Ravens at Steelers.
Both.
Yeah, I think you can play them both. It's going to be a low-scoring game.
History shows it's a low-scoring game.
Yeah, the Steelers, I mean, last year against Huntley, I believe they sacked him two or three times, maybe four times.
Okay.
And turned him over three times.
Yeah. I mean, he'll get hit a lot.
It was a 16-13 game.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather – which D would you rather start?
Pittsburgh's at home.
Me too. I can't see a lot of sacks, though.
Yeah. I mean, Pickett's not turning the ball over.
Right, right, right.
Now, maybe that changes this week against a good defense,
right.
But
– I mean, I would bet that he turns it over as opposed to not.
I would bet Huntley has more.
Probably. I doubt there are a lot of sacks, though, for the Steeler D, but they're both very usable.
The Jaguars are at the Titans.
Both are okay.
Yeah, I'm not.
Would you start the Jets over either one of them?
Maybe.
In Buffalo.
Well, here's the problem. The Broncos defense, which has been outstanding, mm-hmm. hosts the Chiefs.
Ooh. Yeah, I've been using Broncos a fair amount.
Yeah. Can't play them.
Not this week.
You can't play them.
They'll be on the field the whole time, too.
Yeah, they're just
going to
get worn out.
At some point, that defense has to be like, okay, guys. I mean, you got to give us
20 minutes.
Right. Like, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. Panthers are at the Seahawks.
Seattle's probably usable.
Seattle's
it's not
usable.
A good D, but it's usable.
It's usable.
Yeah, I don't think the Panthers are.
Yeah, I mean, it's Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to play the Seahawks defense at home.
Yeah, I think so. It's just not a great unit, and I think Carolina will have success running the ball at least for the first half.
The 49ers host the Buccaneers.
Carolina's a no chance.
No. 49ers host the Buccaneers.
Definitely the Niners.
Definitely. Can't. Well, I mean, maybe you can play the Bucs this week.
They may be a top 12. I mean, they might be.
Quarterback making his first career start.
Yeah. I mean, the defense wasn't bad last night.
No, they're
pretty
good.
Better. They're healthy.
They play those low scoring games. They'll keep it.
I mean, I could see San Francisco scoring a lot of points after the catch stuff.
McCaffrey
has a big game.
I could see the Buccaneers picking him off though, and returning it for a score. Yeah, that's not bad.
In the top 10.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Dolphins at Chargers.
Hmm.
Neither one of them is
great about either.
Neither one of them's a great defense.
Right.
Can the Dolphins get some sacks in this game?
Yeah. They blitz like crazy, and it's a terrible blitz team. I probably respect the Chargers more than I should. You know? But, yeah, I think Miami's – I don't think they can play the Chargers.
Yeah.
That's not a great group. And Miami's offense, no weather.
They'll score. Yeah. They'll score.
That was an anomaly last week.
The Monday night game, Patriots at Cardinals. Patriots are – you can start them.
Mm-hmm.
Can you start the Cardinals against the Patriots?
Are they in the top 12? I mean, they're about as borderline as we've talked about. The
Patriots don't score.
No. Right. The Patriots' offense is not good. It's in New England?
It's in Arizona.
In Arizona. Weather won't be an issue or any of those things.
Yeah.
Arizona's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're really hurting.
Better than the Jets? In Buffalo?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I think the Bills will score in everybody.
Yeah, so the Jets are probably just outside the top 12.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I bet Buffalo gets to 30 when it's all said and done. They kind of always do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's tough.
I mean, Allen does turn it over, though.
He does. He throws some interceptions. Yeah.
Maybe get a pick six or, you know.
That's tough. I mean, Dallas is the.
Oh. Yeah. Who did San Francisco play again, too? That was another good one.
San Francisco hosts Tampa Bay.
Mm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
They're going to get a bunch against Brady.
Anyway,
yeah.
But. Unfortunately, some of the best ones, like Dallas and San Francisco, are the ones that people don't cut, you know?
Right, yeah. They're not going to be out there.
We may pay up for Dallas.
Oh, yeah. looking at the waiver wire this week.
Yeah, okay.
One thing I did want to say about defenses here before we move on from that real quick. Look ahead now.
Yeah, you had a good thought.
Or last week. Or look ahead. If you've been streaming defenses all along.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the playoff matchups.
Yeah.
Pick up a defense a week ahead of time before whoever you might be playing in the playoffs can get to that defense. Playing Houston? Who's playing Denver?
Yeah, that's a tremendous idea. Who's on the Rams schedule? I mean, pick out the four garbage offenses and say, I don't really even care who the defense is. But if there's, you mentioned Kansas City plays two of those junk ones in the fantasy playoffs. The problem is, and I just thought about this now, you probably can't do it this week because everybody's so thin. It'll have to be a next week project, and hopefully no one catches on by then. You know?
Yeah. Well, if you can afford to do it, do it.
Yeah.
Looking at the waiver wire this week, and there's some, again, the quarterback injuries.
No, I know.
Killers.
Right, right.
Killers.
Mean, some of these super flex and two quarterback leagues are bonkers.
Nuts.
I mean, you're thrilled to have Mike White. Thrilled. Yeah. Or Pickett.
Well, Mike White's still owned in just 13.8% of ESPN leagues.
Okay. I mean, I'd rather have him than Baker or Allen in Houston, Allen, the bad Allen.
Or Purdy.
Purdy. Right, right, right. Purdy's pick-upable in those super flex leagues.
Pick-upable. Is that a word?
Pick-upable. Just rolled right off the tongue.
Jared Goff is somehow available in 29.4% of leagues.
I know. My main league, I cut him because I needed a tight end bad. I had Jones, I was holding on to Watson, and I cut Goff, which I just was not keeping three quarterbacks this time of year, but he's probably a top 12 guy.
Yeah. I mean, Kenny Pickett was six teams off. He's probably like 15 this week.
Probably.
Because he runs and
Right.
You know, you get around 200 yards and 40 yards rushing and maybe a touchdown and rushing or receiving.
Most Goff owners are probably starting him this week.
Yeah. Ryan Tannehill owned an 8.8% of leagues. They got the Jaguars this week.
Doesn't do much for me though. I mean, the receiver.
I know, but
I mean, I might rather Kenny.
He might throw a dump off to Derrick Henry.
Yeah, and takes it 80.
Yeah.
I mean, Burks is hurt. I don't know. I mean, he's not a bad player.
Yeah. Mac Jones owned in 6% of leagues.
Him and Tannehill about the same for me.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
I mean, Mac doesn't give anything
not playing
to his legs either.
I think he's got like one or maybe two games this year with two touchdown passes.
Really?
It's
that
bad.
Doesn't surprise
and
me.
He doesn't run at all.
Doesn't run at all, right.
Yeah. Kenny Pickett, 9.9% ownership.
Yeah, I mean, he's in this neighborhood now.
Yeah.
He runs more than most of those guys.
He scored 12-plus fantasy points in three of his last four games.
I mean, I don't think we have to tell our listeners this. He needs to throw more touchdowns.
He needs to throw more touchdowns,
To make him fantasy worthy is when he starts throwing touchdowns.
Or throw for one and run for one or just anything.
Yeah. He needs to produce more touchdowns.
At running back, I'm surprised that, obviously, with Lamar out, Tyler Huntley is owned in
he's going to run.
0.3% of leagues. He's not going to put up big yardage.
No. But there's a case to start him over Mac Jones.
I suppose, yeah. Yeah. But it's going to be
a
1 or 2 week fix.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Running back, Cam Akers, 53.2% ownership.
He kind of grabbed that job.
Yeah.
And he's not a bad player. It's just a bad offense.
He outsnapped Kieran Williams,
pretty heavily.
38-21.
Yeah.
Yeah. That almost feels like, though, that they're just going to ride the hot hand.
And Williams is more the receiving back,
yeah.
So assuming they're losing a lot, the fourth quarter probably isn't Akers.
Yeah.
They were in that Seattle game.
Zonovan Bam Knight owned in 39.3% of leagues.
I think he's the Jet to own. I'm not spending every fab dollar I have.
I don't know if
him.
I want to do that against the Bills this week.
Right. I don't know if he's startable or, if somebody else picks him up, I'm not going to cry about it.
James Cook, 25.3% ownership.
That's a guy I want.
You cut him last week because
I
tight end.
Taysom Hill, yeah. I mean, he scored at least, but right. I don't know the Cook's going to explode, and touchdowns are always going to be a problem.
And they are playing
him.
The Jets, and run defense.
But dynamic young running backs without much wear and tear on their body this late in the year, they usually do well.
Travis Homer, 0.6% of leagues.
Mm. Is he the two?
Yeah.
I mean, I know Walker's banged
well,
up.
Well, DJ Dallas also had an ankle injury in that game.
And did you say they picked up somebody?
They just picked up a veteran running. I can't remember who it was.
They made a running back move.
Yeah, tells me that they're
Homer might be get the most touches.
Oh, Homer.
No, yeah. I mean he's gonna be open in every league.
He'll catch the football.
Yeah, I mean it's not so bad.
Yeah. Tyler Allgeier, 41% ownership. They're on bye this week. Yeah. That would be a playoff type thing.
Mm-hmm. I guess he should be owned.
I thought he looked pretty good last week.
Yeah, I don't think he's a bad player at all.
I like the way, I mean, he gets skinny in the hole and slides through.
Yeah.
And
I wish Huntley wasn't a thing, though, if I was an Allgeier owner. You know, I mean, Cordarrelle, you're not going to beat out, but you'll play a lot and they'll run the ball a ton. But that third back screws things up for you.
Yeah. J.K. Dobbins owned in 55.9% of leagues.
I guess you pick him up.
But what is he at this point?
I mean, you need to see a game or two before you check the
box. Before you can even start him. So
And by then it's, you know, January.
Wide receiver, Michael Gallup owned in 44.1% of leagues.
I think that's a yes. And if Odell signs, it doesn't change my tune.
Yeah.
You know, he's a good player and he's starting to look healthy.
They're throwing him, getting red zone targets, the whole deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Feature part of a good offense.
Still, Donovan Peoples-Jones still out there. Do you trust that Cleveland passing game after?
I mean, he's not startable, but he's ownable.
Yeah. Deshaun Watson looked like he was playing basketball last week. A lot of bounce passes.
Yeah. I'm sure that'll be Watson's worst game.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. It might
they
be
get some tough matchups. Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Darius Slayton.
They
still
the Bengals this week, right?
33.4% ownership on Darius Slayton. He
should be in like 80% of
leagues. Yeah, he just goes out and gets 10 points every week.
Doesn't really matter if he's good or not. He's the number one receiver on a team.
Weeks 15 through 17, the Giants face the Commanders.
Not awful.
The Vikings.
Not awful.
And the Colts.
Okay. Slayton's usable.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I had him this week in some leagues.
DJ Chark owned in 18.9% of leagues.
He had a good game, right?
Yeah.
And healthy. I think Jameson Williams hurts him, though.
Jameson's played, he's owned in 30.3% of leagues, played 8 snaps last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of got his feet wet.
Yeah.
Dip his toe in the water.
I would like to own him, though.
But again, you can't start him this week.
No. Maybe next week.
Maybe next week.
Right, if things go well, right. I think he hurts Shark, too.
Van Jefferson, 29.1% ownership.
He's the one, right?
He's the only one left.
Yeah, I mean, they use Tutu a fair amount, too.
Yeah.
I mean, none of it's good.
Yeah.
Mayfield's not even know the plays.
Ugh.
Let alone the players.
Yeah. Throwing out, throwing in, whatever.
Right, right, right.
Robert Woods, 46%.
Roy Wright gets sacked.
Yeah. Robert Woods, 46% ownership.
I mean,
somebody's going to catch the ball.
Right, right, right. I'd rather have Gallup or a couple of the names you mentioned, but he should be pretty high on this list.
Isaiah McKenzie.
I think he's the
true
slot.
We've talked about
now.
Him.
Yeah.
He's not, it's not sexy. It's not
super,
you know,
it's not super consistent.
Yeah.
But, you know,
you sit there and watch a Bills game, and you go, oh, why are they throwing the ball to McKenzie again? Why aren't they throwing the ball? Why is it Stephon Diggs and you know?
I don't think Davis is that good.
Yeah.
And which is good for McKenzie. I don't think Davis is Higgins.
I don't think he can get open.
Right, right. He runs go routes, and we saw what he did against the Steelers.
Yeah.
Right? He has one or two of those games a year. One was in the playoffs, and everyone thinks that's who he is.
He's James Jones.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's not Higgins to chase.
No.
At all.
At tight end, Greg Dulcich, 38.6% ownership.
A lot of tight ends on bye. He's usable.
Definitely usable. Had a big game last week.
Yeah.
I actually released him in our league because I've got Mark Andrews, and I'm like, I'm never going to play him.
Second tight end, right, right.
So I just let him go.
Mm-hmm. In that league, I told you I picked up Taysom Hill. That worked out. He caught a touchdown. But now I'm carrying Taysom Hill, Njoku, and Goddard. None of them are playing this week. Maybe
and you got seven guys on bye.
Yeah, right, right. And I'm going to cut all these guys.
And you need to win to get into the playoffs.
And I need to win. So hopefully Njoku plays, but maybe I'll try to pick up Dulcich.
Evan Engram, 35% ownership. We've talked about him before.
He's solid. He's okay.
Yeah. I mean
in this tight end landscape, he's somebody that should be on a roster.
Hunter Henry.
Ooh.
I can't go there. 26.1% ownership. I don't trust that Patriots passing game.
No, he has
at
no,
all.
Engram has more splash, at least.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'd much rather have Dulcich or Engram.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, that's
Johnny plays a lot, too.
Yeah,
you
right.
I mean, so he fights another player at his position and a terrible offense.
But, hey, Hunter Henry almost got in the end zone the other day. Like
he does that.
Yeah. Whoop-de-ding-dong.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. It's, I mean,
2 for 25 and a touchdown isn't going to.
No.
Break the bank.
There aren't many of them, but this time of year, I'm always looking for that running back that hasn't hardly played. A lot of them are young, that could have a strong end of the season.
Yeah,
maybe it's James Cook. Probably not, because they got other guys. But you know, I mean,
and they run their quarterback more than
that. Cook's not going to score. You know,
yeah.
Maybe I don't know who the gem is.
Might be Bam Knight.
It might be Bam Knight, even if he's not great. It doesn't have to be great.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the waiver wire as it currently appears there.
I bet there's a lot of waiver moves in every league.
Ooh, baby. Just to feel six teams off.
This late, too. I mean, you compound all the injuries plus eight byes or six byes. Brutal.
Yeah, the quarterback injuries alone are just.
Right. I mean, that's the easiest position to fill, and you may not have anything usable.
It may be difficult.
Right.
Yeah.
You may be thrilled with a Daniel Jones.
I wonder what the percentage is this year of teams that drafted Allen,
Hurts
and Mahomes,
mm-hmm. Lamar's not in that conversation.
Who are in the? They've already clinched their playoff spot. They're.
I bet it's very
running
very
away
high.
With it.
I bet it's yeah. very high. The other thing I think that has become a trend is like those five or so best receivers in the league. I know Kupp got hurt,
yeah.
but Jefferson, Adams, Tyreek, all the ones that were drafted, Diggs that were drafted high. I mean, I never do this, but I'm going to reconsider that. If I go Allen and Diggs with my first two picks, you know, like you're probably in the playoffs.
You're probably going to make the playoffs. Yeah.
yeah, right, right, right.
You know, if you trust yourself to you know, mm-hmm. mine a Josh Jacobs
right.
out of the you know, middle rounds.
Yeah. You know. Or just keep churning that waiver wire and guys get hurt. And, you know, if you had a Kamara or a Swift or a Najee instead of those guys, it hurts you, you know? I mean, compared just the consistency every week of those dudes.
Yeah, although Najee's coming on.
He's coming on, right.
He's coming
and some
on.
Of those, all three of those guys have had their moments. It's
right.
just, you know, I mean, Diggs and Allen are every week.
Constance.
Yeah, hurts, you know, right.
Yeah, Constance every week. Did you miss any of our show today? You can download full episodes of all of our SNR podcasts, shows such as The Drive, In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks, The Steelers Blitz with Wes and Moats, The Steelers Standard with Tom and Jacob, as well as many more. They're all available on the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Matt, that's going to do it for our show today.
Good one.
We'll be back tomorrow. It's already Wednesday.
Yeah, I was thinking today's Wednesday. I was going to say there's only two more left, but there's three more left.
We got three more left. Okay, tomorrow we'll have a practice report. We'll have all that good stuff. Of course, Mike Tomlin's saying today, nobody really hurt for the Steelers. They could get Chris Boswell back this week.
Interesting. Yeah.
We'll see if that comes to fruition here. But Matthew Wright's made 10 field goals in a row.
Yeah, good for him. I mean, he's going to be employed.
He'll be a kicker in the league somewhere.
Yeah, probably for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. But for Matt Williamson, my partner here, and for Brian LaMartina keeping us on the air. I am Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
You're listening to the official voice of Black and Gold Nation.
Beloved Black and Gold.
SNR. Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.